Welcome to the Polish Business Podcast. I'm Bart, and here we explore the stories of entrepreneurs like you building successful businesses. Expect short, sharp interviews packed with insights and inspiration to fuel your business journey. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, the Polish Business Podcast. Every successful business has a story, and here at Polish Business Podcast, we go beyond the brand and meet the person. And today we have Paulina Patrykowska, Managing Director, SLT Media. Paulina is helping businesses grow with branding, websites, and smart marketing. Welcome to the show, Paulina.
Hi, Bart. Thank you for having me. It's a very beautiful morning.
Yes.
The rest of the recording will go well.
Yes, we had a bit of issue to actually connect and make it happen, but eventually we are here. And I think this is, again, this is exactly the topic of the conversation, is about technology a little bit and how we're changing the way we operate. Paulina, smart marketing, websites, branding. Oh my goodness, this obviously sounds like what you do. Really, we can dive deep into it. But more about you. I'd like to have a little bit of conversation about your story. So, just for our listeners, Paulina is a very much supportive member of Polish Business Link, and we're gonna talk about websites are dead and your lessons whether websites are really dead. But first of all, how did you end up doing what you're doing?
Oh my goodness, that's a very, very long story. Basically, about 15 years ago, I was very into photography, and I went into uni, actually, to do a photography course, a degree. But after a year and a half, I dropped out because I did not like the course, to be honest. It was too artistic, and I thought that I do not need a certificate to take photos, to be honest, if I wanted in an arty way. And they were not teaching us how to make money out of it. And I thought that if I'm paying for a degree, I want to, get a job from that. And my boyfriend at the time, David, was already doing some websites as a freelancer. So after I dropped out of uni, I joined him in the business world, and he was taking care of the websites and graphic design, and I was doing photography for businesses. So that's the beginning, and from there we grew a business. We became a limited company 10 years ago. We've got a small team. And yeah, that's pretty much like a very condensed history of SLT Media.
Oh, this is fantastic. Like everyone behind every brand and everything we do in business is, story like this. This is amazing. So would you say this is like a now family business?
Definitely. Not dropped out, but decided to step back, and he's doing another venture, so we don't have all the eggs in one basket, as we have a small family as well. And still in the SLT Media, there's me and my sister, for example. She's a graphic designer that took care of the PB-Link logo. And there's a Damian that we feel like he's a part of the family anyway, because we're so close-knit together. We spend every day 8 hours per day talking, and we often go on holidays even together for a weekend away. So we do feel Damian. Like a family business, really.
Yes, definitely. Highly recommended to follow you and how you approach things in business. Great business, family, and I guess the similar values. And this is what we're gonna also discuss. So back to the topic, Paulina, about websites are dead. AI everywhere. Now we're talking about changes of behaviors, but also brand and the people who perceives our presence everywhere. And the direct question to you is, websites are really dead, and what basically it means to you, and what do you do with clients to make sure that they are stay on top of this in terms of branding and marketing?
Oh, goodness me. So it's I actually spoke to the whole team if they've got any insights for this talk, and we all agreed that website is only dead if the business allows it to die. And it's not going to work if you don't input any time into like running it, updating it, keeping it live for, like through the blog or some kind of updates for the customers. And as you mentioned, the AI times, the language models are learning about your business based on your website too. So if the, for example, services or about us or any section is outdated, it's going to learn outdated info. So that's not really good, is it? And I think it's not dead. It can be dead and can drag mm-hmm. your business down. But it's a very important part, but obviously not the biggest. I would not say that's the biggest part, because there's a lot of touch points where you can talk with your clients, like social media or networking or newsletters or expos. So it's just a part of a bigger picture.
So I fully agree. We have a limited time, and people have a really good month deciding to do something. And it's not all about website; it's also behaviors. Like okay, let's go to the gym, and then month after, everything drops. I always use that like metaphor to saying that when you do something, just do it. And if you don't have a time, just don't do it. So if you are not ready for a website, like you need to have some time in the business. But now for your clients, so what would be the blocker of that? So obviously you said like, okay, you build a website or you build your presence, whatever you know time and budget you have, and then why? Why people don't update the website, don't do anything like this? Is this a time? Is it a lack of money or lack of education?
I think it's a mix. Depends on the size of the business very often. We quite a lot do like a tiny website, like a one-page website for example, for a plumber. And you would think that there's nothing to update really, because he's not going to put up a blog post about... I don't know, how to fix a boiler, for example. They often don't have the knowledge how to do it. They don't have time to actually write it up. But there's like little updates that they could do, like upload a new photo to the gallery, for example. So it doesn't have to be a big thing, but Google will know that something has changed. And when it comes to bigger businesses, I think they lack like a plan of what mm-hmm. to do, who to give it to. For example, if they've got a team member that could take care of that, or maybe they don't have the ideas, and that's where we can step in, either do it for themselves, mm-hmm. for them fully, or give them a plan, for example. That's not going to be very expensive, and it takes off some workload off their shoulders.
So you, Paulina, act more as a really someone who can do a kind of marketing department of a small business.
Oh, definitely. We probably cost less than hiring a whole person altogether, depending what you go for, really. But I would say so, yeah.
And this is key. Just want to say to everyone who is developing the business, really, at some point when you have an idea and that idea turns into cash, and then the next step is obviously to like build a team. You won't be able to scale £1 million plus business without people. That's the reality. And then eventually you need to decide, you know, are you going to hire someone and pay the salary, which is, you know, one route, and another route is to have someone who can do that for you. And this is definitely amazing. What part of, like, you don't need to have that kind of salary.
Yeah, you're not like bound by pay or some taxes that a contract even. Well, depends which agency you go for. We tend to not keep people if they don't want to stay with us. For example, they due to cash problems or just less workloads, for example. But I just wanted to add something to. You don't have time to do it for yourself. I'm guilty of that. And I started to think that, I don't know if you remember, in the airplanes, they always tell you to put your own mask on first and then take care of the others. And I started to think that I should take care of the SLT media content creation and social media and blogs and newsletters first, so I can then help my clients. And I had to pencil in time for SLT Media into the schedule for where I work for clients as well, because otherwise I would just push it away. So I'm guessing that's the issue with our clients or any business too. that they pay more attention to their clients or taking care of their needs instead of their own?
I think that visibility builds credibility. That's a common phrase. And obviously, if we within a business of yours and, you know, any kind of consultancy business, we can prove that, okay, that visibility created that inquiry worth money, then it's just everyone would love to do that, you know. And it's a bit of tough with branding, isn't it? It's just, you know, how many clicks did you have, how many clients, how many contact forms, how many invoices. So apparently how branding is affecting the QuickBooks or zero invoices. This is what probably we all struggle, but it's not easy, and because it's intangible really in terms of approach. Moving on Polish Business Link logo, you have the redesigned, you were really helpful. We are all obviously busy with events. And what I would like to say is, like, over the time when you start business and obviously you start employing people and you've got like 2, 3, 5 team members, maybe even more. And then obviously, you know, the world is changing. So your business is changing. People who are your clients are changing. New generations is coming. And then yet again, we talk about, you know, the same approach branding. So we approach me and suggested improvement, which is we really appreciated. Polish Business Link is run by community and we are all passionate and about that, and you've done really little tweaks that we all love it. Now, can you go a little bit more about like this process? How if someone is asking you to, okay, I've got some logos, but let me redesign. What is the internal process in your business, SLD Media, to say like what are you doing to provide that tweaks that work well?
I'll probably take PB Link as an example, because I had a look at maybe you can paste it in somehow, how it looked like 10 years ago, when it was like really flowy, a lot of serif fonts, and it looked very, very, very official, I would say. Very official, very professional as well. But I think at the time, PB Link was focused on like very... I don't know how to describe it, like very, not strict, but you worked a lot with the embassy. It was very high end, very up there, let's say. Mm-hmm. And with time, it went a little bit more modern, more friendly, I would say, more open.
Relaxed.
Yeah, relaxed. And I think that's how the logo progressed, to be honest. So the previous version, the 5 years ago, one is very like round and has a lot of elements, and I think that's how the majority of the logos looked back then. But obviously the tastes change and the how people prefer the logos changed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies had the rebrand in the past few years, majority of the in the fashion world, I would say. But we wanted to make it more sharp, because I think that the idea of the PB Link has really like grew, and mm-hmm. you know what you're doing right now and who you're looking for. And I think it matches the businesses that joined more, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be honest. And it's slightly more simple. So even if you use it on a smaller item, it's going to be still more visible, and it just goes with the time and the flow and how I see the meetings and networking that I attend with you. So I think it matches more the vibe, and that's what we do when someone mm-hmm. comes to us for a rebrand. And we usually ask what the target audience is, whether it's gonna fit it, what their value is. So we try to think about their clients, because I've noticed that majority of the logos, when they are created, usually by the owner, as something that they like, not the clients, which isn't always bad, I would say. You have to start with something, but I think it's beneficial to change it a little with the times and the clients as the services even. So yeah, that's something we
I love it and appreciate the help, and it looks amazing. Very small change for all of our listeners. It wasn't massive change, a little change. A sharpness is, I think, the good one. But I really love your insights up to the point that you say the owner of the business, whether they design their own marketing or logo or anything, they think more about themselves, not about their clients. And this is massive, isn't it? It just opened this up because you've got like kind of third party validation. Someone is looking at you, what you do, and like, hey, this is not the way to move forward. It's a bit different. This is amazing. So tell us a little bit more about your client base and how you help them. You talk to many business owners and many businesses. Where are they? Are they like now only in the UK, outside? Tell us a little bit more into it.
The majority of our clients are currently in the UK, but as you mentioned, where they based, we just probably a year ago started to advertise our services to, mm-hmm. to Poland. So we're hoping to get some clients, Poland-based businesses trying to enter UK. We can help with how they present themselves to the UK community because it's so much different to what they do in Poland. And where they are at, we tend to focus on the same size businesses like ours. So they employ a few people. We're not big enough for corporations, I don't think. And the smallest businesses like sole traders, well, depending on the niche, they usually don't have much money to spend on marketing. We do have a few services that they can afford, which is great. We don't really shut our doors to anyone unless we're very busy. That's depending on the season, really. We love working with professionals like accountants, lawyers, construction too. Yeah.
Fantastic. So digital touchpoints as a final topic of our discussions is because we talk about websites and obviously logo is a part of your own branding. Then users are outside of your website quite often. They are coming to the events like we organize. They are attending events, but most likely they are on a feed, you know, TikToks now, plenty of different media. So when you approach the client and they say like, yes, no problem, Paulina, I don't have a time, I've got my budget, you know, maybe it's not massive, but, you know, can you help me to do something? So how do you plan this strategy? How do you approach the kind of digital touch points for the business outside of website? What do you do and helping them to be more visible?
The first thing we do is look at their industry. Obviously, every mm-hmm. industry is going to be very different. For example, beauty will be probably through still Facebook, some Instagram, because they're going to look at the effects of the treatments or whatnot. So first thing, we're going to look at the industry because different touch points are going to be better for different industries. And we're going to analyze what they already do, where there's missing something or what things that we can leave alone and because they're good enough. For example, websites, we're not always going to propose a redesign because it's something beneficial to us. So the first thing is to analyze the current actions, then see which new avenues would be great for them and propose some plan and see what bits they can do themselves and what things we can do for them. Because obviously we work with companies from all over the UK and we're not going to be able to physically go to everyone and help them out. For example, we've got a client in Cardiff and we are Midlands-based, a pierogi stand in the market. They're very, very, very good at what they're doing. And they just record TikToks and we just put them together for them, like editing. So the plan is to check what they're doing already, see where the person is still missing, divide the workload between us and them, for example. That's going to save them some money too. And go from there and do some testing, whether it works or not, because obviously we're not magicians. We know some statistics 100%. and what works or not, but it's not a universal truth that, okay, TikTok is going to be great for you or not. But
one question, because we talk about obviously within community and within, you did mention pierogi and so on, and then is this any the kind of difference between the design with you know, this design approach within communities? So can you see the difference, like, let's say, in the UK, in Poland, or in any other countries, Germany, for example? They say, okay, we prefer, you know, that colors or that branding or that approach for social media and so on. Is the or this is across the same? Because obviously you work with different cultures.
I'm just thinking about some examples. I don't think so, to be honest. I haven't noticed any major differences. I think that the biggest difference is the speed of worker cooperation. The Polish businesses are like, okay, well, let's do it. We're going to start tomorrow. But English ones take some more time to set up, to start, to talk. And I think that's the only difference between working with Polish and English businesses, to be honest.
So I have a really interesting phrase by the end of this podcast. It's like, maybe designs and, you know, and the aesthetic of designs are bridging, you know, that culture.
Definitely, you know? Yeah.
And this is very interesting, and that's definitely great lessons. And looking at the way people are approaching the aesthetics of what they do. Final part and question here, Paulina, which is, I really thank you for your time. You know, we are recording this on Thursday morning with plenty of inboxes and you know, calls and families. The plans. So what are your plans? AI is coming, obviously, 2025. We are recording this just, you know, last quarter. So 2026 will approach. Probably that podcast will be live in forever, really. So we might go back in 2-3 years time by saying what is happening. So this is my statement, really, for all the listeners. You will state what is your plan. We're going to come back in 2-3
years. Oh, my goodness.
See. So this
accountability. Yeah.
That was unexpected, I know. So 20, let's say, 2-3 years from now, where SLT Media and yourself will be?
Oh, to be honest, right now I'm focusing on mixing up our services. So some of them are AI-based, mm-hmm. and some of them are things that AI, well, currently cannot do. Mm-hmm. So, for example, accessibility on websites is still something that's quite complex, and I don't think AI will be able to do it for quite some time still. Because mm-hmm. some basic websites, it can already generate some code and you can just upload it and it's going to work. But something more complex is something that I would like to go into, the accessibility especially. Another thing is a set of services. AI-based, like chatbots, like AI-generated videos, things that our clients could benefit from but not necessarily have the time to do, or they don't have the time to learn to do it themselves. So mm-hmm. something like that. And the third avenue that I'm looking at is, as I said, helping Poland-based businesses enter UK. And I've already made some connections with chambers, had some training and webinars. So I know it's a long term. So it's already been a 1 year in the making, and I know it's not going to magically happen overnight. So I'm patiently digging in my feet into this world. So that's the next 3 years. AI services, possibly some new ways of advertising. I'm not going to spoil mm-hmm. the bins right now because it's not ready. Accessibility on the websites and Poland-based businesses entering UK. So that's
This is fantastic. You know, I wish all, you know, this come true. And I think if we express publicly some plans, then magically majority of them will happen. So this is specifically. So wishing you all the best in all your plans. It sounds amazing. Paulina, thank you very much for being in our show. And thank you once again for supporting our community with.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I had a few more answers for you, but maybe I can just drop them down in the comments when the podcast is live. Some few tips that would go along well with the questions you asked. Magically forgot about the answers.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Polish Business Podcast. I'm Bart, and here we explore the stories of entrepreneurs like you building successful businesses. Expect short, sharp interviews packed with insights and inspiration to fuel your business journey. Let's get started.